Welcome to Fresh Folk, the show where I do the listening for you, previewing new releases in acoustic-based music and playing the best selections for you. I'm your host, Blair Larson. The latest release from Steve Spurgeon is titled Folk Remedies, which suggests that life ain't easy and that solutions, fixatives, and cures to its dilemmas have originated from common folks. In this 12-track collection, the master singer-songwriter once again weaves fascinating stories about such dilemmas, all from his rural Texas upbringing. This time, Steve plays rhythm guitar and sings in the midst of an exquisite musical tapestry provided by International Bluegrass Music Association Guitar Player of the Year Jim Hurst and International Bluegrass Music Association Bass Player of the Year Missy Raines. The result is a beautiful blend of sound and emotion. Steve's songs and lusty baritone voice will conjure up your personal memories. They'll enter your ears, set up residence in your brain, and take you places you might not have anticipated visiting. Give a listen now to Whiskey Town from Steve Spurgeon.
Back again, leaning in the corner, smelling like an old peat fire and humming some old song. A long forgotten melody, just like the bard who wrote it. He's there just when I need him, and he's never done me wrong. I'm sure I heard him whispering the name John Adam Campbell. Used to call him Argyle once back in the midst of town. I can feel him take my hand while saying, laddie, let's go ramble. I've got the means to travel where there's reason and there's rhyme. Let's go down to Whiskey Town and conjure up a song. It's all the fault of single malt, I knew it all along. Sun comes up and find another bottle. Whiskey before breakfast can be more than just a song. I'll tune that old guitar up. Hey, laddie, let's go ramble. We've got the means to travel to the place we both belong. Let's go down to Whiskey Town and drift among the spirits. It's all the fault of single malt, but it sure has its merits. Oh, Whiskey Town. Let's go down. Thank you.
That was Sunset on the Sierra from Steve Spurgeon's latest album titled Folk Remedies. This California singer-songwriter has had a long career in acoustic music, weaving his way in and out of the bluegrass world over the years. Moving out west from his native Texas in the 1960s, he eventually found his way into the band Sundance, which featured Byron Berline and Vince Gill. He came around to Berline again in the early 1980s, playing bass in California with Dan Crary, John Hickman, and John Moore. Throughout this time, Spurgeon was gaining a solid rep as a tunesmith. Steve popped up again in bluegrass, playing bass and singing for the short-lived Sawmill Road, who recorded two stellar albums before disbanding in 2010. On this latest release, Steve teams up with Jim Hurst and Missy Raines, and from that album, here is Long Gone.
Tucked away inside my mind, there was once upon a time, long gone, done long gone. A tumble-down house full of kids and all the silly things we did, long gone, done long gone. 40 acres and a barn, button pearl out on the farm, long gone, done long gone. Hoeing weeds and planting flowers, making 50 cents an hour, long gone, done long gone. I can't turn the clock back and the miles pile up behind me, but there's still a barefoot boy who tags along. As life pulls us straight ahead, I keep looking over my shoulder, long gone, done long gone. Being poor was not a shame, you got credit on your name, long gone, done long gone. Saying hi to all your neighbors, glad to do each other favors, long gone, done long gone. I can't turn the clock back and the miles pile up behind me, but there's still a barefoot boy who tags along. As life pulls us straight ahead, I keep looking over my shoulder, long gone, done long gone. Long gone, done long gone. Thank you.
We just heard The Glance from Rich Osborne's new release titled Giving Voice. Based in San Francisco, Rich uses a nearly 100-year-old acoustic guitar to channel the spirit of Indian ragas, a free-form improvisational style of Indian classical music that is structured loosely enough to allow musicians to take the music in whatever direction their muse leads them. As a result, he starts with basic ideas and rough sketches and ends up creating music in the moment, basically composing as he performs. This gives the music a sense of spontaneity and unpredictability, making it a living, breathing, organic process. Atlanta-based singer-songwriter Margie Chadburn blends influences of acoustic pop and rock in her music. Sonically, Margie's music sits amongst artists like Carrie Underwood and Taylor Swift, while commanding her own strong, distinct vocal style. Margie recently released her new EP titled Unlocked Secrets. It's a smooth blend of strong instrumentals and stylish lyrics. And from that album, this is Feel It.
Why is everybody telling me who I'm supposed to be? I just don't understand. Like they know me better. Like they know my future in the palm of my hand. Yeah, I know I'm tired of passing those tables, of hitting up labels that never call me back. But that's okay, 'cause I'm gonna find another way. Can you feel it? Chance to do something that you love. It's like taking your breath away so you cannot breathe at all. And I feel it coming, I feel it coming. Can you feel it in the air? Can you feel
Tighter, Tighter, done by the Virginia-based band Cover Art and their album Take Me Back. Cover Art covers songs like no one else. There are some great concerts happening around the state, including the amazing bass player Victor Wooten at the State Room on February 11th, the Chieftains at Kingsbury Hall on February 13th, Eric Bibb at Weber State University on February 14th, Dave Mason at the Egyptian Theater on February 15th, 16th, and 17th, The Amazing Hot Tuna at the State Room on February 16th, Carrie Rodriguez at the State Room on February 19th, The Infamous String Dusters at Park City Live on February 20th, Martin Sexton also at Park City Live on February 21st, James McMurtry at the State Room on February 22nd, Mickey Hart at the Depot on February 26th, Leftover Salmon at Park City Live on March 1st, guitarist Adrian Legg at the State Room on March 5th, Leo Kottke at the Egyptian Theater on March 9th and 10th, The English Beat at the State Room on March 14th, G Love and Special Sauce at the Depot on March 14th, Yonder Mountain String Band at the Depot on March 15th, and blues artist Janava Magnus at the Egyptian Theater on March 30th. In Logan, the duo Small Potatoes plays at Crumb Brothers Bakery on February 16th, and the great fiddler Natalie McMaster at the Ella Nichols Theater on March 20th. Based out of Los Angeles, California, Courtney Ariel is a very talented singer, and this is Scarecrow from her album Made Of.
Cheer up, Scarecrow, I know you have to go back down the yellow brick road as it's calling you home. Kick up your feet and let me say the things I need to say to you before you go and leave me alone. And if you need someone to carry you, won't pick it up for you. I'll take what I can hold. And if you need someone to say you're not alone, leave a light on. I'll leave a light on. I'll leave a light on for you when you're gone. The world you knew is not the one I've come to know. People change, you give them grace and time to be. But while you were here, I saw the sunlight on your face. All my days, I always know that's the reason I believe. So if you need someone to carry a load, pick it up for you. I'll take what I can hold.
To carry you,
We just heard Abe's Waltz, Andy's Waltz from the Dovetail Ensemble and their new release titled Old Doors, New Worlds. Traditions meet and imaginations spark in this collaboration of stunning artistry, deep respect, and intimate spontaneity. From Cajun fiddle to contemporary dance, Yiddish lullaby to early jazz, each voice is memorable. Together they soar. If you'd like to know more about the artists or songs you've heard tonight, then please go to the Fresh Folk webpage. On it, you'll find a list of songs played on this and past shows, concert listings, links to the audio archives of Fresh Folk, and a preview of what's coming up next week. Just go to www.upr.org and click on Programs. We also have a group on Facebook, and the podcast is on iTunes. Just do a search for Fresh Folk, and you'll find us. My thanks, as always, to April Ashland for maintaining all things internet for us. Nashville-based singer-songwriter Aaron Thomas evokes the styles of Alison Krauss, Patti Griffin, Eva Cassidy, and Norah Jones, but also remains a unique and gorgeous voice. Her new album, You Don't Know Me, is a collection of songs that tell universal stories of life's challenges, accomplishments, pleasures, and yearnings. It features appearances by some of the best instrumentalists in the world, as well as the song we'll hear next, That Kind of Love, a duet with Vince Gill.
Inside and never let it out.
Well, love was made to breathe. Love was made to grow. Love was made to fly and so fly. And love is all we need. Love will set us free. But love was meant to be between you. That kind of love go?
Where does it go?
People brag about that fire burning in your heart. You better put it out.
That ain't the kind of love people write about. 'Cause life ain't no fairy tale, man. There ain't no
of God.
Where does it go?
I wanna know.
Where does it go?
Will that sweet, sweet sugar's turn into fat?
Holding on to a love like that.
It won't get you nowhere.
Get you nowhere.
Get you nowhere. 'Cause love was made to breathe. Love was made to grow. Love was made to fly. And so was I. And love is all we need. Love will set us free.
where does it go?
From David Hawkins's new release titled Hello, Mr. Death, that was I'm Not Ready. David's songs are both tough and gentle, distilled in a place where flesh and spirit meet. Love, death, loss, redemption, and sometimes whiskey with a splash of Nashville. In 2011, an invited audience of 300 eager music devotees entered the radio studios of SWR1 in Mainz, Germany, to participate in a unique concert experience by multi-platinum recording artist Lorena McKinnitt. Accompanied only by her long-standing musical companions, Brian Hughes and Caroline Lavelle, over the course of an hour, they perform songs from Lorena's then-newly-released recording, The Wind That Shakes the Barley, alongside a selection of favorites drawn from across her catalog of 9 studio albums, including many fan favorites. The resulting album is titled Troubadours on the Rhine, and this is The Wind That Shakes the Barley.
The old love and the new love. The old for her, the new that told me think on Normandy. While soft the wind blew down the vale and shook the golden barley. It was hard the mournful words to frame, to break the ties that bound us, but still harder to bear the shame of foreign chains around us. And so I said, the mountain glen, I'll seek in mourning only, and join the brave united man when soft wind blows. Was sad, I kissed away her tears, her arms around me clinging. When to my ears that fateful shot came out the wildwood ringing. The bullet pierced my true love's breast in life's pure spring so early. And there upon my breast she died while soft wind shook. And many's the summer blossom I placed with branches soft and green about her gore-stained bosom. I wept and kissed her clay-cold corpse, then rushed o'er vale and valley. My vengeance was a foe to wreck while soft wind blew. Was blood for blood without remorse I took at Ulod Harlow. I placed my true love for clay gold boats where mine soon foam shall follow. Around her grave I wandered here, new night and morning early. With aching heart when here I hear wind that shakes the barley.
The new album from A Prairie Home Companion favorites, Robin and Linda Williams, is called These Old Dark Hills, and it is a vibrant collection of mostly original folk and bluegrass tunes brought to life. As they approach their 40th anniversary of playing together, Robin and Linda prove that their music is more dynamic than ever, with fresh new songs and beautifully rich harmonies. We'll start out with Crossing the Bar, from Robin and Linda Williams and their new release, These Old Dark Hills.
Sunset, an evening star, and one clear call for me. And may there be no moaning of the bar when I put out to sea. When I put out to sea, when I put out to sea, may there be no moaning of the bar when I put out to sea. Twilight, an evening bell, and after that the dark. And may there be no sadness of farewell when I embark. When I embark, when I embark, may there be no sadness of farewell when I embark. But such a tide as moving seems asleep, too full for sound and foam. When that which drew from out the boundless deep turns again home, turns again home, turns again home. When that which drew from out the boundless deep turns again home. From out our bourne of time and place, the flood may bear me far. I hope to see my pilot face to face when I have crossed the bar. When I have crossed the bar, when I have crossed the bar, I hope to see my pilot face to face when I have crossed the bar. I hope to see my pilot face to face when I have crossed the bar. Some days that weren't always so lonesome. I know
that didn't start with a broken heart. Days I didn't work so hard not to come undone, not to fall apart. Days that weren't so dark and lonesome. There's no rewind in real time. I can't bring you back. I'm trying to get my mind off this one-way track to lonesome. But there's a train of sorrow helping for lonesome. And lonesome is a rotten town. Hang around, there's no worse place I have found if you get broke down in that barren ground. Oh, you'll be forever bound to lonesome, to lonesome.
We just heard Lonesome from Robin and Linda Williams and their new disc, These Old Dark Hills. For more than three decades now, Robin and Linda have made it their mission to perform the music that they love, a robust blend of bluegrass, folk, old-time, and acoustic country that combines wryly observant lyrics with the wide-ranging melodicism. Today, some might call it Americana, but these two revered music masters were living and breathing this elixir 20 years before that label was turned into a radio format. As live performers, they are second to none. Their stirring concerts have earned them a huge body of fans over the years. But as gifted songwriters, Robin and Linda have earned an even rarer honor, the devotion and deep respect of their musical peers. Thank you for your company tonight on Fresh Folk, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to these new releases. Fresh Folk is a production of Utah Public Radio, and I thank technical producers Addison Pace and Shalane Smith Needham for making this program sound wonderful. Linda Williams is a native of Anniston, Alabama, and Robin, the son of a Presbyterian minister, was born in Charlotte, North Carolina. They met and fell for each other in 1971 on a visit to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, while Linda was teaching school and Robin was a full-time musician on a national coffeehouse circuit. It wasn't long before they discovered additional magic when they combined their voices in harmony. No Depression magazine praises Robin and Linda Williams for creating music that is both comfortable and thoughtful, a rare combination that explains why and how the Williamses are able to keep on an even keel while music trends come and go. We'll close out the show with They All Faded Away from These Old Dark Hills by Robin and Linda Williams. Thanks again for listening to Fresh Folk. This is Utah Public Radio.
All those rolling little hills and ramshackle towns and green, green rocking roads have got my head all turned around. Oh, I see them in my mind when I think of you. I can see the countryside that we two were just passing through. Your folks live down by the lake. I see them for your sake. But when you turned away, they all began to fade. Like ghosts in the air, like they were never there. They all faded away.
felt my world begin to spin. Our love was young, why did it die? And down the valley I see the country of my soul. It's a land both green and young, where the blue waters gently roll. Your folks live down by the lake. I see them for your sake. But when you turned away, they all began to fade, like ghosts in the air, like they were never there. They all faded away, like ghosts in the air, like they were never there. They all away.